How cool is it that it's that time of year again for the Cal Ripken World Series?
Look forward to it every year, and keeps getting better and better. The best 12-year-olds in the world come to little old Aberdeen, and it becomes a cultural world event. We celebrate all the regional champions around. And I know we crown a World Series, but we always emphasize it's about the experience. They won't remember who wins in this World Series, but they'll remember the experience all the way around. So we just want to make it as good as we can. There's a carnival this year. I always thought a carnival in a small town, it's a big event for the community, and our World Series is a big event for our community. We should put the two together. So I think it'll attract a few more people. It'll get a buzz around the event. And the people that benefit are the kids that actually get a chance to come out and play in front of a live audience, and it really enhances the overall World Series experience.
A real week-long celebration of baseball with kids that really, really enjoy it.
Well, I think we're starting with our opening ceremonies tomorrow, and it's almost 10 days to 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. You'd like to, they're coming a long way, and we have an international division and a domestic division, and they meet in the finals on the next Sunday. So we have a parade. There's all the pomp and circumstances that go along with a big-time World Series, and the kids really enjoy it. And I tell you what, the community really enjoys it.
Yeah, like a small-town America embracing a World Series like that. It's a slice of Americana in your own backyard.
Well, I tell you, and then we'd like to be able to include all the kids that we can, not just the kids that are up and around the area, coming down here today for this clinic. It's very important to be out here, and our partner Transitions Optical, not only is a partner with me personally, but they're a partner in the World Series, and so they make this possible here, and we go one step further by bringing a mobile unit out here to test their eyes, because I think all of us that have the resources, we tend not to take seeing real seriously, and that's one message that we want to make sure that we get out there, and I'm proud to be able to get that message out, is that your eyesight is very important. And by identifying a couple problems here, you're able to give the kids an extra chance to learn and kind of grow and not have to figure out a way around their learning issues. But many times the eyes are the first issue in which to learn from. So I'm really proud and happy that Transitions has come along, you know, and made this clinic possible.
Having a Cal Ripken out here wearing glasses, some of those little kids might say, hey, glasses are cool. It's not something to be afraid of. And get my eyes checked, and you could really make a difference in a kid's life.
Well, I think in many ways the message that I deliver is more important than the cool factor. I've never been someone that had the cool factor. But it is okay. The message you're given is it is okay to wear glasses. Me personally, my own personal story is that I had such good eyes that when my eyes started to go, my pride wouldn't let me go get glasses. And it wasn't until I went to the eye doctor, and they said, and they recommended Transitions for me because I'm outside and inside. Equally amount of times, it made a world of difference, and I kept thinking, how dumb am I for fighting it? If you need glasses, go get them and then move on with your life.
What was it like for you to watch Jonathan Ogden go through all the festivities and all the things that you went through yourself as the first Raven Hall of Famer?
Well, you can't help but share some of your own feelings with some of your personal experiences, but it's not about me or it's not about anybody watching. It's about Jonathan, and he's such a class guy, such a great player. Revered by everybody in the community and a real community guy. So I couldn't be happier to see him go through it. And I tell you what, it's emotional. I can tell everyone that, is that when you start to think about all the reasons for your success and who you want to thank, it starts to get, you see bigger men than Jonathan Ogden, maybe, that start to well up and start crying. But it is a very emotional experience and one that's really well deserved.
And finally, how about the emotions for you when you kind of standing in a corner of Ripken Stadium looking out on the Cal Ripken World Series, knowing that you and your family have been a part of something that has gotten so big and means so much to so many people?
Well, we're proud of it, of course, and we're proud of the growth. And then there are personal moments where you start to think about the family, you start to think about Dad. And it's always a wonderful reminder when you're around kids in baseball. And we just want to continue to make it relevant, to make it important, and grow the event for the community's sake. And it's certainly one of the highlights of the year for us. And I do get the chance to sit up there in the hotel. I have a second floor balcony suite and it's not our skybox, but we'll call it a skybox, and you get a chance to look out over the games as if you're the king of the whole games. And it's pretty cool to watch all the families and all the kids have fun.
Well, we'll call it the best 10 days of baseball in America right here in Aberdeen.
Thanks. I like that. The best 10 days. Well done. All right.